as the chief has been saying for multiple weeks now, we are entering wildfire season in Northeast Florida, and we go dry. We have the longer days, and it's starting to heat up. WOKV's live team coverage takes us to our newsroom in Washington and Nicole D'Antonio with a closer look at national efforts to prevent wildfires from impacting many communities across the United States. Good morning, Nicole.
Hey there, Rich. Good morning to you. This was so fascinating. So across the country, experts say more than 1 billion acres of land are at risk for wildfires. That's billion with a B. And specifically in Florida, it showed severe risks of wildfires in the central part of the state, according to the USDA. Now, that not only destroys property and wildlife habitat, but also air and water quality. Of course, we all remember that video, Rich, of that New York City skyline when the wildfire smoke drifted across the East Coast, creating that orange haze over the city. Well, the air quality reached hazardous levels in New York City last summer, and at that time, it was ranked the worst air pollution of any city in the world. So in the last 20 years, the United States has lost an average of 7 million acres per year to wildfires. That's more than double the average seen across the 1990s. So now there's this big push on Capitol Hill to begin treatment on land that it's considered an increased risk of wildfires, and that's really what the focus was of that hearing this week.
And one of the many ways, and he's going on 80 years old, I just heard an ad from Smokey the Bear, and only you can prevent wildfires. That has been a campaign that has been around for so many years, and so many of these fires are man-made. Are there other ways that the feds may be able to try to mitigate this beyond, obviously, doing the good fires, the prescribed burns, and those kinds of things?
Yes, of course, we all know Smokey the Bear, and you know, what was brought up in the hearing was there's so many different ways to tackle this. But, you know, one thing that they were mentioning was, you know, money included in the Inflation Reduction Act went towards addressing drought, went towards, addressing wildfire management and prevention. But, again, they say there are so many different ways to tackle this, and they said this is a top priority that they want to make sure that they handle moving forward.
Florida Forest Service not reporting any regional wildfires, but again, to your point, Nicole, Central Florida does have many, and of course in South Florida, this time of the year is where we start to see a lot of those develop. Thanks for the update, and yeah, Smokey the Bear going on 80 years old.